All right, on today's episode, we have NXT 2.0 review with a tag title match in the main event and Braun Breaker. Yeah, and the debut of Tony D'Angelo. How you doing? AEW's 2-year anniversary Dynamite preview. Let's get this episode started.
Welcome to 15 Minute Time Limit, the wrestling podcast.
All right, so NXT 2.0 kicked off with Mandy Rose versus Ember Moon in what was a short match. It was under 5 minutes. Mandy Rose won. I'm not sure how I feel about her beating Ember Moon, but I mean, she needed to beat an established superstar, a former women's champion, in order to prove her worth to be the next in line to challenge Raquel. So that was a good choice. They had a good match, but a very, very short match. Too bad it was that short, because I think with 5 more minutes, it could have been a whole lot better. Then we have Legado de Fantasma challenging Santos Escobar challenging Swerve Scott to his North American title. Hit Row were all drafted to the main roster to SmackDown, and they won the title before they completely move, like we all know, on October 22nd when draft changes are in action. Then we had Odyssey Jones versus LA Knight, with LA Knight winning after a distraction from Andre Chase. Did someone say Andre Chase? I love this character. I love LA Knight. I wanted him to be the new NXT champion, but he isn't. And he's still in NXT. He wasn't drafted, which was also a surprise. But again, it was a short match. Continuing the feud of Andre Chase and Odyssey Jones. But at least he gave LA Knight a win, so I'm okay with that. No complaints from me. After that, we had Cameron Grimes saying love is in the air in NXT, and he's right. And then Pete Dunne and Ridge Holland come to him and, schedule a match. And then Kyle O'Reilly with Von Wagner. I feel bad a little bit for Kyle O'Reilly, because he was in the main event scene, in the title scene, and now he's, where in the mid-card. Which is kind of sad, because Kyle O'Reilly is a phenomenal wrestler, and he could be in the main event, he could be champ, but what can you do? Not a lot. Speaking of champs, here is Tommaso Ciampa announcing Halloween Havoc on October 26th. That's one day after my birthday, so it's gonna be a nice birthday gift for me, and he needs a challenger. And who steps up? That's right, Braun Breaker. Now, I think he is the perfect choice to get rocket strapped to the moon. He has it. He can talk. He's great in the ring. He's been wrestling for less than a year, and he has all the potential in the world. I love the promo. He really sounded like his uncle, Scott Steiner. And challenge is accepted, and the match is official for Halloween Havoc. Tommaso Ciampa versus Braun Breaker for the NXT title. And you know what? Pull the trigger on Braun. Let him win the title. Make him a star. Please do that. Joe Gacy beat Ikemanjiro. I still don't know what I think about Joe Gacy's character. It was a pretty short match. I can't say I really liked it a lot. But then
Gacy looks up, sees someone in the audience. That's Parker Bordeaux with his new name, which currently slipped my mind. And he's bald. He's shaved bald, which I think is a bad decision to do because he looked great and menacing with hair. He's looking menacing without hair as well, but I think he shouldn't have shaved. Then, Cora Jade. Now, we had the Duke Hudson vignette with the poker stuff. I don't know what's going on there. Cora Jade was supposed to face Virginia Ferry, but Frankie Monet, who lost her chance at becoming the NXT Women Champion, came to the ring, hit Virginia Ferry, and said that she wants a match against Cora Jade, which Cora Jade won with a roll-up in, I don't know, something like 2 minutes with a huge upset, a huge victory for Cora Jade in NXT in her first match. But it makes me feel bad and sad for Frankie Monet, who is an amazing wrestler, and she is main roster ready. I was 100% sure that she lost the title match against Raquel because she's getting called up in the draft, and that didn't happen, and she's very, very ready for the main roster. And I get why they wanted to build Cora Jade up, and they use Frankie Monet to do that, but it sucks because Frankie deserves better. Can we get that hashtag trending? No? No? Okay. Too bad. Moving on. Then we had Pete Dunne versus Cameron Grimes in another short match. Pete Dunne won with a distraction from Ridge Holland. And then Kyle O'Reilly tried to make the save and they kept on beating him down. What else? Tony D'Angelo! Tony D'Angelo, the Sopranos version of a wrestler. Oh man, he's great. The crowd loved him. He won his match against Malik Blade. And the fans really loved him. And he tried to bribe a referee before the match started. That was awesome. Very funny. Very good character. He looks pretty good in the ring as well. So, yeah, he's going to be a star just like Bron Breakker. Not sure who between those two will be a bigger star, but it will sure be interesting to see. But great, great debut for him. Indy Hartwell versus Mei Ying, and got the Miss Loomis chant for Indy Hartwell, and she won it. She won the match with a surprise pin in under 3 minutes. Did you see a recurring motif here? Short matches. Short matches. Nice vignette for Diamond Mine. Malcolm Bivens is great as a manager. Raquel is here, and of course Mandy Rose is here, and Toxic Attraction is here, and likely we'll see that match in Halloween Havoc as well. But Io Shirai and Zoe Stark are here for the save for Toxic Attraction, and Indy Hartwell and Persia Pirota say they want a shot at the title. It's fun. It's a total contrast of the main roster women tag scene, which I talked about yesterday, who is non-existent in NXT. It's very much alive and kicking and well. Speaking of tag team division that's alive and kicking, the main event of the evening, the champions, MSK versus Grizzled Young Veterans, versus Josh Briggs and Brock Jensen versus Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes in a fatal four-way elimination match. Now, the original match was announced as a 4-versus-4, but it got changed to a fatal four-way elimination match. In the end, MSK retained the titles to the surprise, I think, of no one. The thing is that they are getting booed in their faces. And as much as they are truly, truly amazing in the ring, outside the ring, they aren't that amazing. And I thought it's time for Grizzly Young Veterans to win the titles, but it didn't happen. They weren't even in the final two. Instead,
You know, we had MSK face Josh Briggs and Brooks Jensen, which is great, pushing the younger talent, but still. All in all, it was a good episode of NXT 2.0, but I think it was the weakest one since the inception of NXT 2.0. Too many short matches, and even the matches that were good weren't that good, didn't hit their full potential because they were short. But we got an LA Knight win, we got Mandy Rose twice, and we had Braun Breaker challenging Tommaso Ciampa. So that's always a win for me. That's it for NXT for today. AW Dynamite will celebrate its 2-year anniversary tonight. And boy, oh boy, what a card do we have. We have the 8-man tag team battle between The Elite, Adam Cole, Bay Bay, Kenny Omega, Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson, they are the Young Bucks, versus Bryan Danielson, Christian Cage, and the Jurassic Express, Jungle Boy, and Luchasaurus. I'm sure it's going to be a quiet, relaxed fight. No, it's going to be a wild match. Then, Sammy Guevara, the newly crowned TNT champion, will defend his title in an open challenge that was answered by Bobby Fish. Bobby Fish is signed to MLW after getting released from NXT, and he will meet up with Adam Cole, his former Undisputed Era stablemate, which we might get an interaction between them, and maybe not, so who knows, but it's going to be great. Bobby Fish is a great wrestler, and him and Sammy will probably knock it out of the park, in my opinion. Then we have the Casino Ladder Match, in which the winner will receive a future world title match between Andrade El Idolo, who is great in ladder matches, John Moxley, who is crazy and great in ladder matches, Lance Archer, who is crazy, Matt Hardy, who basically invented or reinvented ladder matches as we know today, Orange Cassidy, who might be a wild card, but I never seen him in a ladder match. I know he has done ladder matches, and he has done great in ladder matches from what I read. Didn't see him. Pac, who is an amazing high flyer, and I'm sure he'll shine. And a Joker, who has yet to be announced. And I heard rumors that it may be Miro, maybe Malakai Black, maybe CM Punk. I read a theory that it might be RVD because they're in Philadelphia and he'd get a huge pop and he can wrestle a ladder match. It'll be interesting to see who's the Joker and who will win the future world title opportunity. And we also got Hikaru Shida versus Serena Deeb. Hikaru Shida is 49 wins in her AEW career and she's looking to win number 50, the 50th win of her AEW career against Serena Deeb, who said, "Nope, not on my watch, Hikaru Shida. You're not going to do it." A fully packed episode of Dynamite. It's going to be explosive. That's all the time we have for today's episode. I want to thank you very much for listening. And I want to ask you to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to it and share it with a friend so they can enjoy and listen and subscribe as well. For all the links on all the places you can hear this podcast, go to linktree.com/15minutetimelimit. That's linktr.ee/15minutetimelimit. Thank you very much. Have a happy 2-year anniversary for Dynamite tonight. And we'll talk tomorrow.